your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Figures given to KMFM have revealed a significant rise in the number of dog attacks in Kent. Police had 100 reports of people being injured by out-of-control dogs in public places in 2012. That rose to 457 last year. Dr. Sam Gaines is from the RSPCA. She says there are many reasons why a pet can attack a person.
Dogs that haven't been well socialised with other dogs, people and other animals can actually be aggressive when they grow older. And most often, dogs that are using aggression are doing so because they feel frightened and they're actually scared. So people that have already got a dog and they're concerned about his behaviour, it's really important that they seek professional help, not only to protect public safety, but also to protect and improve the welfare of their own dog. Any dog has the potential to use aggression, and the reason why they'll choose to use aggression is for some dogs being put in a situation that they find threatening or scary. That can be one of the options that they choose to use.
Despite the high number of attacks last year, just over 5.5% resulted in a charge. Details on this story and where to get advice are at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
An investigator examining the German Wings air crash in the French Alps say anyone with the footage of the disaster must hand it over. A German and French publication claimed to have seen video from a passenger's mobile phone. The heads of Lufthansa and German Wings have visited the scene this morning to lay flowers. Here's Chief Executive Carsten Spohr.
We are learning more every day about the cause of the accident. But I think it will take a long, long time for everybody, all of us, to understand how this could happen.
Three members of a Colombian drugs gang who imported £24 million of cocaine stored in boxes of bananas through Kent are starting a total of 59 years in jail. The men were arrested in South London after a container arrived in Dover and was delivered to a unit at a trading estate in Hartlepool last July. Police investigating a fatal crash on a stretch of the M20 in Kent say they want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. 32-year-old James Gosnell from South East London was killed when a Jaguar X-Type hit a barrier near to Junction 4 for Leybourne yesterday morning.
KMFM News.
More than 100 senior business figures have come out in support of a Conservative-led government after the general election. In an open letter, they claim a Labour administration would threaten jobs and put the recovery at risk. Here's the Chancellor, George Osborne.
We have a Conservative economic plan that is working and creating jobs. And if we change course, those jobs will be threatened and the recovery will be put at risk. So Britain knows that on May the 7th, if you vote for Ed Miliband, you will cost jobs in this country, the recovery will be put at risk.
Labour's dismissed the letter. Meanwhile, the Lib Dems are pledging to triple paternity leave. UKIP's rejected calls for 16 and 17-year-olds to be included in an in-out EU referendum. Three men have been charged in connection with an alleged plot to steal cash safes from post offices in Kent. The group, who are from Harrietsham, Langley and Ashford, were arrested in raids on Monday. They're also accused of plotting to steal an ATM from a property in East Sussex and are due in court later. And the events venue at Kent's biggest shopping centre is to close just 3 years after opening. Glow at Bluewater has hosted top boxing fights and music concerts since November 2011, but according to bosses, hasn't met high expectations. Chris Price is our business editor.
Maybe one of the reasons it's maybe fallen down is when you look at something like the O2, that's obviously a big draw, that can hold something like 12,000 people, and so a lot of acts, music acts particularly, are going to be drawn there.
We're told talks are already underway with a number of brands about moving into the space.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and the England manager believes his side have come a long way since their dismal World Cup performance, but says there's much more work to do yet. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, substitute Andros Townsend scored an equaliser to earn a 1-1 draw with Italy in last night's friendly in Turin. But Roy Hodgson wasn't happy with the first half display and says they must do better.
We've got a lot more moving on to do, because it's still obvious that we can't just turn it on as we, the coaches, would like to see the players turn it on. sometimes it takes a first half where things are nowhere near right for people to get themselves back on track, as it were.
Meantime, England women's defender Alex Scott says it's disheartening no British football team will be sent to the Olympics in Rio next year. The FA has had to scrap its plans after resistance from its Scottish, Welsh and Northern Irish counterparts. And in tennis, Andy Murray's recorded his 500th career victory. The British number ones reached the quarterfinals of the Miami Open, beating South Africa's Kevin Anderson. He'll play Dominic Thiem later today in the last eight.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.